Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The 2017 legislative session is over, but lawmakers will be back in Montpelier next month for a veto session. Democratic lawmakers were unable to reach agreement with Republican Governor Phil Scott over the issue of teacher health benefits. Scott says his plan for a statewide teacher health contract would save $26 million annually. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says Scott's plan arrived too late in the legislative session.
If you don't have a legislative process to review really complicated policies, the question is, what is the point of the legislature at all?
Scott told lawmakers he would veto the state budget if they did not approve his plan, and on Thursday night he said he planned to go ahead with that veto. Lawmakers returned to Montpelier for that veto session June 21st. Thousands of Vermont residents still have not received their tax refunds. State tax officials tell WCAX-TV that 39,000 people are waiting for those refunds. The average return time falls around 23 days for people who file electronically and a month for paper returns. Some residents have waited up to 12 weeks. Tax officials say they are trying to prevent fraud, and that will take longer. State Tax Commissioner Kai Samson says data and identity verification issues are slowing the process down. Samson says the department has sent out close to 9,000 letters addressing the backup problem, but some beleaguered taxpayers say they have not received a thing from the state. The tax department maintains that electronic filing will speed up the process. Officials say 10% of taxpayers still use regular mail. Senator Patrick Leahy says Congress must continue to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, even as former FBI Director Robert Mueller has been tapped to do so as a special counsel. Leahy says both investigations should proceed simultaneously.
The American public has every reason to wonder what is happening to our government. Are we being manipulated by Russia, a country that does not have our best interests at heart?
Leahy's comments followed a closed-door briefing to senators by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says he urged the Deputy AG to testify in public.
I was disappointed in some of his answers. They were less forthcoming and specific than I think they should have been. But I'm going to await judgment until I hear more, and I'm going to be posing additional questions to him as we go along.
Blumenthal says Rosenstein told him the special counsel has wide latitude and resources to follow the evidence wherever it may go. School officials in South Burlington have narrowed the potential names of a new mascot to three options. The new name would replace the name Rebels. The school board voted unanimously in February to drop the name at the high school because of previous connections to the Confederacy. The choices that students voted on this week are Huskies, Wolves, and Pride for a group of Lions. WPTZ-TV reports the committee will present the final poll results to the school board June 7th.